So what's Liz up to today?
Are you thinking about starting up your detective group again?
Yes, I am. Oh, cool. Count me in.
How cool is that? Well, we're going to find out. Stay tuned. Time for Kids Corner's Liz and Friends.
Hi, Liz.
30 minutes of adventure.
It's only the coolest and most popular club in school.
With Liz, Lucille, Skink, Spike, Scooter, Grandpa Noli, and all their friends.
It isn't Liz and Lucille.
So get set for lifetime adventures.
Oh, I can't believe this.
With Liz and Friends.
That is one strange lizard.
It was a cold, dark, mysterious evening when, without warning, the door to my office flew wide open. There she stood, all dolled up in a blue chiffon dress. Her eyes sparkled like the frost that covers a scoop of ice cream that's been left in the freezer too long. Without warning, my life was about to change in a way that hadn't happened since I had taken off my training wheels and conquered a two-wheeler. The look on her face let me know that trouble was just down the hall. Before I could speak, her voice called out from across the room like distant thunder echoing across a black-topped playground, threatening to cut short an afternoon recess. Her words were crisp and clear as she said,
"Hey, Liz."
"Yeah, hey, huh, what, huh?"
"Liz, what's up? What you doing out here on the porch?"
"Huh? Well, what, Lucy?
What are you doing out here in the hot sun?"
"Oh, nothing. Honestly, Lucille, you gotta stop sneaking up on people like that."
"I didn't sneak up." "Oh, I get it. Man. You were doing that detective thing again, weren't you?"
Detective thing? What detective thing?
"Liz, this is the third time I've caught you off daydreaming in the past week. Are you thinking about starting up your detective group again?"
"It is a detective agency, Lucille. An agency."
"Fine, agency, whatever."
"And for your information, yes, I am thinking about starting up the agency again."
"Oh, cool, count me in." "Huh? Hey, by the way, my mom said we could each have a cactus sickle if we wanted."
"With or without needles?"
"Oh, definitely with."
"Oh, I love those."
"Hey, Liz, before we go, let me have a stab at that detective mumbo jumbo."
"Okay, go for it."
At the very thought of a cactus sickle, his eyes glazed over like a preschooler with a new box of Crayola crayons.
"Hey, not bad, Lucille. Not bad at all."
"Thanks."
"Come on, I'll race into your house."
"Okay, you're on.
Go."
As the last of the cactus sickles melted in Liz and Lucille's mouths, Scooter gave a quick rap on the door before bursting through.
"Oh, hey guys, listen up. What? You're not gonna believe this."
What?
No, really, I mean it. Okay. You'll think you'll believe it, but you won't.
Okay.
You simply won't.
Okay, slow down and breathe, Scooter. Come on.
Just tell us what happened.
Oh, you'll never believe it.
Yeah, we got that part.
Okay, I thought I was dreaming, right? That I wasn't really awake. It was as if I was sleepwalking.
Okay, true, Scooter. So you're feeling kind of...
crazy?
Liz.
No, he's right. I felt giddy. Silly. Downright amazed.
Okay, all right, Scooter. What is this about? Your bug collection? What?
Scooter, tell me this is not about your bug collection.
No, bigger.
Okay, you've got our attention, so spill already.
Oh, do you give up too, Lucille?
Oh, yeah, I'm completely bamboozled.
Okay, but you're not going to believe this.
Oh, brother, here we go again.
Okay, I found... Oh, this is so good.
Oh, come on, Scooter. Spit it out.
Okay, I found... I'm getting dizzy.
Oh, dear.
Oh, just right, slow down, Scooter. Slow down and focus.
Okay, concentrate and breathe, will ya? Come on.
Okay, go. Here it goes. Last night, I dropped my book off the bed while I was reading.
Okay.
And it went under the bed.
And?
Yeah.
And what?
Well, that's it. Scooter. You dropped your stupid book? Well, is that what this is all about?
Okay, all right. Scooter, then... what happened?
Oh, okay, well, so, it fell under the bed.
Yeah,
right? And?
And when I crawled under the bed to get it, I found... found...
What?
I found this.
You found a dried up piece of white candy?
No, I found this.
Yeah,
well, Scooter, what is it?
Yeah.
I'll give you a hint.
No, Scooter.
Just tell us, okay?
I found my tooth.
Your tooth?
Yes.
I didn't even know you were missing one.
I didn't either.
I lost it last week, but I didn't want to say anything because, well, because I lost it.
I don't understand. You lost your tooth?
Yeah. Plunk, it just fell right out.
Oh, that's great.
Except that I lost it.
I thought that was good.
Oh, no, that's bad.
What's bad?
Losing my tooth.
Why's that bad?
Well, yeah, I love it when I lose a tooth.
Uh-huh.
My mom and dad always make a big deal about it and give me a present or something.
Exactly.
So why are you so sad?
Because I lost it.
What? Huh?
I put it in my shirt pocket that night. And then when I went to show my mom and dad, I couldn't find it. It was missing.
Oh.
I lost it.
Oh, you lost it?
Uh-huh.
You mean you really lost
it? Oh, yeah. What'd you think I meant?
Oh, never mind.
So last night, while you were getting your book, you found it.
Exactly. I'd been doing what you said, Liz, and I prayed about it every night.
I told you to pray about your tooth?
Yeah, don't you remember?
I don't exactly remember you telling me anything about losing your tooth, Scooter.
No, you told me that if I ever needed help with anything, the person to turn to was God.
Well,
that he could help me no matter what.
I said all that?
Sure did, and it worked. I prayed every day and every night, and last night I found it. Like it just appeared before my eyes.
Wow, that's so lucky.
Yeah, that really is lucky.
Oh, it is so lucky.
Scooter,
huh?
You're a natural.
What?
It's perfect.
What are you babbling on about, Liz?
Well, Scooter, he's perfect for our... You know what?
I do?
Oh, sure you do, Lucille. Come on.
What?
He's perfect for our detective agency.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Me? What did I do?
Well, you're a natural at finding things.
I am?
Well, sure. And what detectives do the most is find out things that other people can't.
Wow.
Their eyes and ears are always open.
Open.
Searching for yet another clue.
Clue.
They're always on the hunt, always looking.
Looking around.
Private eyes, always investigating.
Investigating.
Leaving no rock unturned.
These rocks hidden.
Agents ready to crack another case.
Crack a
solve crack. Another mystery.
Mystery. Wow, this is great.
And if you ask me, I'd say you got a real nose for it, kid.
Oh, wow.
So, do you want to join?
Oh, you betcha.
Great, you're in.
So what's our first case?
The missing tooth mystery.
Yeah.
But that case has been solved. I already found my tooth.
Well, yeah, but is the mystery really solved?
Hello, guys. I told you I already found my tooth.
Liz, I'm with you. Do you mean?
Exactly.
Somebody want to clue me in here?
Scooter.
I'm kind of lost.
The question still remains. What unseen force caused you to drop your book and in so doing... find your tooth.
After all, it's the mystery behind the mystery that this detective agency is after.
Yeah.
Wow. Neato.
Was it fate, coincidence, or simply luck?
Luck.
So where do we start?
Well, just keep your eyes open for anything suspicious looking.
Suspicious.
We'll meet tomorrow morning before school to discuss any clues or leads.
What's a lead?
Well, it's like a clue that leads you to something else.
Oh, yeah, sure. Gotcha.
Gotcha. We'll meet at the school playground.
At the jungle gym or behind the giant tractor tires?
Oh, definitely the giant tractor tires.
Okay, I'll be there.
Well, what about you, Lucille?
Lucille Monitor, private eye. Oh, I like the sound of that.
At the giant tractor tires, then.
I'll be there.
All right.
The very next morning, Scooter crept slowly around the giant tractor tires, trying not to look too suspicious, while also trying to be very detective-like.
Psst. Liz? Psst. Is anybody here?
Scooter, up here.
Okay, cool. What you doing up here?
I got here 15 minutes early to make sure no one was on to us.
Who might be on to us?
You never know. The criminal mind is a dastardly thing.
Wow.
Hey, guys. What is the matter with the two of you?
Lucille, don't sneak up on us like that.
Yeah, I didn't sneak.
Well, our lookout didn't spot you.
I think he was too busy explaining the devious mind of a criminal.
All right, okay, enough. Look, the first meeting of the Lizarardo Detective Agency is now officially underway.
Great, because I actually have something to report.
You do?
Mm-hmm. Well, It all started last night around dinner time.
Excuse me, Lucille, but this isn't going to be scary, is it?
Scooter.
Well, oh, no, to begin with...
Hi, guys.
Man, Maury, what are you doing here?
I came to join your detectives club.
What?
What?
Who told you about our club?
Okay, hold on. It is a detective agency. An agency!
Okay, fine. Who told you about our agency?
Agency, thank you.
I promised him I wouldn't tell.
I see.
Really?
Yep. And a promise is a promise.
It sure is.
Mm-hmm.
Let me take a wild guess here, Maury, at who might have told you.
Okay.
Could it possibly have been...
Scooter?
I can't say.
Thanks, Maury.
Look. This has got to stay just between us.
Mm-hmm.
Did you tell anybody else, Scooter?
No, I promise. All
right. And what about you, Maury?
Nope, not a soul.
Okay, keep it that way. Now, Lucille was informing us of some highly confidential, top secret, covert operations that took place sometime around 1800 hours the previous evening.
That means it happened around 6 o'clock last night.
That's what I said.
Oh, cool.
Okay, well, what happened?
Yeah.
Well, as I was saying, there I was sitting at dinner when the telephone rang.
Oh.
Was it the police?
No, the FBI.
Yeah,
was the FBI,
no,
wasn't
neither.
It?
Aliens?
No, it was...
Yes?
It was my piano teacher.
Your piano teacher?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it all makes sense now.
What?
Her piano teacher is an undercover agent for the FBI. I knew it.
No. She just called to tell me that I'd be performing my concert recital with Samantha Salamander.
No way. Not slimy Samantha.
Yeah.
But she's the one who bullied you all last year.
Yeah. I know.
Now, it's strange. You sound somewhat happy about this, Lucille.
Yeah, it's just that it's kind of weird.
How do you mean?
Yeah, what?
Well, the night before last...
Yes?
Well, you see, I prayed about Samantha, and I asked God if there was anything I could do.
What?
And so he said try and get killed?
No, he didn't say anything, but... Then the next day, Mrs. Antler called and said Samantha was going to be my recital partner.
Oh, weird.
Yeah.
And?
Well, I thought it was just a coincidence.
Huh, yeah. Wait, what's a coincidence?
She means it was lucky, Maury.
Yeah, sort of.
So, what now?
Well, I don't know. I just thought that I'd try and be her friend.
And that's your big news?
Well, sort of.
There's more?
No.
Well, I just thought the detective agency could help figure out two things.
Okay.
Exhibit A, why Samantha and I were paired together right after I prayed about it.
Oh, cool.
That's cool.
And Exhibit B, why Scooter found his tooth after praying about it.
How's that?
You see, Maury, I prayed about my tooth and then I found it.
Oh, lucky you.
Luck? I think not.
What?
Coincidence? Right. Very possibly.
Hmm.
It sounds to me that there's more here than meets the eye.
Oh, cool.
But for now, it's official. We have our second case.
Yeah. Well, what's that?
The mystery of Lucky Lucille.
Oh, wow, really? A case named after me?
That's right, sweetheart. Your assignments. Round up the usual suspects. Here's looking at you, kid.
Oh, we better get to class.
Okay, meet at Daddy-O's for ice cream after school.
All right, Daddy-O's.
All right, Daddy-O's. See you there.
Immediately after school, the gang gathered at Daddy-O's.
Let's get started, okay?
Okay, here's the scoop.
Talk to us, sister.
I had two more Lucky Lucille sightings.
Wow.
Whoa.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we'll need a full report.
Wait.
What?
Check to make sure the table's not bugged.
Ooh, I love bugs.
Okay, I think we're safe.
Yeah. Okay, so go on, Lucille.
Well, the first one happened when I sat down for lunch.
Ooh, I love lunch.
Well, okay, there was a tray with food and drink on it already sitting at the table.
Kay.
Chocolate milk or white milk?
I don't remember.
Anyway.
Well, that's important.
Anyway, I put my lunch down, and then I went to get my milk, and when I got back, guess who was sitting next to me?
I'm afraid I know.
Who? Yeah. Who was it?
Was it Samantha? Samantha Salamander?
Precisely.
Oh, man, I thought this was the case of Lucky Lucille.
Yeah, me too.
Oh, wait, it gets better.
Yeah, if it gets any better, I might have to take my asthma medicine.
And breathe, Maury.
Okay. Go ahead. Well, we talked about the piano recital.
Okay.
And, well, okay, I did most of the talking.
Yeah.
But get this, she didn't reach over and hit me for no reason.
Oh, well, that's boy, good. You uh-huh. are lucky.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, this recital is a really big deal for her.
Yeah.
We're meeting every day this week after school.
Wow. Well, you better get running. You don't want to be late. She'll clobber you.
Yeah. It's okay. I got a half hour.
Well, that's really cool and all, Lucille, but I don't think we're any closer to solving our mystery.
Yeah. So what was the other lucky thing that happened?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I bumped into Granny Gecko on the way over here.
Well, that's always nice, mm-hmm. but I don't know if it's necessarily lucky.
Yeah.
Well, I told her all about Scooter's tooth and my prayer for Samantha.
Yeah?
And I asked her if she could help me solve the mystery.
Well, what'd she say?
She laughed. She said she knew the answer, but that I needed to keep digging up the clues.
Oh, great. Now what?
Well, she gave me one clue.
Okay.
Oh, great. That's all we need. Yeah. One small shred of evidence, and I'm sure this mystery will unravel right before our eyes.
You really think so, Maury?
Oh, I don't know. I just always wanted to say that.
Oh,
well, what was Granny Gecko's clue?
Oh, yeah. She said that sometimes to solve the mystery, we need to change the words we use.
What?
Change the words?
You mean like change the words from English to a foreign language?
Maybe.
I've got a decoder ring that, if upgraded, can do just that. I just need 5 more box tops of Super Sugar Dragonfly Snaps and a top secret code only found in select boxes of Ranger Lizard Action Heroes.
Okay. Okay, anyway.
Well, but actually, we need to just use certain words instead of others.
I don't get it.
Me neither.
Well, I guess it's kind of like saying, boy, wasn't that lucky, or what a coincidence.
Yeah?
Granny Gecko said we need to give credit to someone else.
Someone else?
Wait, no. She said give credit to someone else?
Exactly.
Well, like who?
Well, I guess that's the part of the mystery we still need to crack.
Okay, well, let's start with the source of our information.
Right. Granny Gecko.
Precisely.
Who would Granny Gecko be thinking of?
Well, who is Granny Gecko always talking about? Who's her number one source of information and direction? If we can figure out who Granny Gecko gives all of the credit to for all the unexplained things that happen in her life, then I believe we'll have cracked this case.
Good thinking.
But can I still get that upgrade for my decoder ring?
Oh, yeah, sure, Maury, whatever.
Oh, cool.
Okay, people, time to put our brains together.
Right. Put on your thinking caps, people. It's going to be a bumpy ride.
What does that mean? What?
Oh, I don't know. I just always wanted to say that.
Maury.
Okay, everybody think back to a time when Granny Gecko helped you through a difficult situation, okay?
You mean like that time I lost my parents at the county fair?
Exactly, Scooter, exactly. Okay, now, what did Granny say about that?
Well, she told me to thank God for the police officer that calmed me down and helped me find my mom and dad.
Okay, first clue, a police officer. Lucille, write that down.
Got it.
Anybody else?
How about the time I found that money and Granny Gecko said I should ask God what to do with it?
Okay, that's a good one.
Yeah. Well, then what happened?
Well, later that day, my mom and dad told me we were going to give money to some missionaries in a foreign land to tell others about Jesus.
Oh, like Hawaii.
So I used the money for that instead of a new bike.
Okay, I see. I think we're getting closer.
I really wanted that new bike.
But, Maury, you did get a new bike.
Yeah.
And that's the best part. My parents and I didn't know it, but my uncle had already bought me a new bike for my birthday.
Okay.
Clue number two. Okay. Lucille, write down uncle.
Okay. All right.
Anybody else?
Well, actually, come to think about it, I've got one.
Oh, fire away, Liz.
Yeah,
well, last week after school, my mom was supposed to pick me up and take me to the dentist's office.
Oh, man, I just love that bubblegum-flavored toothpaste.
Okay, anyway, I'm sitting on the front school steps waiting for my mom.
She forgot to pick you up?
No, the next thing I know, the principal comes out and tells me that my mom called. She had accidentally locked her keys in the car and she couldn't come and get me.
Bummer. Oh, yeah. So what'd you do?
Well, at that precise moment, guess who comes riding down the street on her tractor?
Was it one of the Ranger Lizard Action Heroes?
Close, but no, it was Granny Gecko.
Oh, yeah.
So she sees me sitting there and asks me if I need a ride.
Oh, wow. Well, lucky you.
Well, yeah. When I explained to her about my mom's keys and all, she simply said, well, praise God. I'd be happy to give you a lift, Liz. Hop on.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Clue number three.
Right.
Tractor.
Okay, yeah,
tractor. All right, I think we've got enough clues to crack this case.
Yeah.
Read them back to me, Lucille.
Okay, police officer, uncle, tractor.
Tractor.
Well, I think it's obvious.
It is?
It is?
Sure. Granny Gecko's uncle is a police officer for the Farm Bureau, who in disguise is really a captain for the Ranger Lizard Action Heroes.
What?
Yeah.
Maury.
What?
You do realize that all that Ranger Lizard Action Hero stuff is make-believe, right, Maury?
What? Make-believe?
Yeah.
Right. Whatever you say, Liz.
Gentlemen. I think we may have overlooked a reoccurring clue.
Really?
Mm-hmm. What? Sure, come on. Let's retrace our steps.
Okay.
To me, the clues are obvious. Scooter, what did Granny Gecko say about the police officer that helped you find your parents?
Oh, yeah. Well, let's see. She told me to thank God.
Uh-huh. Okay. And Maury, when you found that money?
She said to ask God what to do with it.
Uh-huh. Okay. And Liz, when she gave you a lift on the tractor?
Well, she told me to praise God that she happened to be riding past the school at that exact moment.
Hmm. Seems to me we found our common thread.
Oh, you mean...
Are you saying?
Could it really be?
Exactly. The person behind all these events is none other than God himself.
Oh, wow. This is the biggest case ever.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Sounds like you kiddos have cracked a case that's been stumping folks ever since Adam and Eve were booted out of Eden. Congratulations, kids. You solved a mighty important case there, Liz.
Well, thanks, Granny.
You said we had to change the words we use. What did that mean?
Yeah.
Well, instead of using words like luck or coincidence, you need to start giving God the credit.
Oh, sure.
He's the one that brings about all good things.
Okay.
He's involved in every aspect of our lives.
Oh, so since I prayed about Samantha and now we're becoming friends, instead of saying, boy, what a coincidence, what should I say?
Yeah.
Oh, well, trying to figure out the mystery of how God works in our lives is kind of like hunting for clues every single day.
Hey, cool. Okay.
Instead of saying, how lucky or what a coincidence, instead, I always say, I found a God print.
What? A God print?
You mean like a fingerprint?
Wow.
Exactly.
You mean like when I found the tooth that I lost, it wasn't just lucky, it was a God print.
That's right. Oh. It shows that God's hand was involved in your life.
Awesome.
Yes.
Well, I had a God print when I found that money.
That's right.
And when, Granny, you gave me a ride on your tractor.
That's
for sure.
Cool. And when that officer found me at the county fair.
Yeah.
So we can look for God prints every day.
Oh, we sure can, Lucille.
Cool.
Like the Bible says in Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 13.
What?
You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart.
Okay.
I will be found by you.
Wow.
God promises if we look for him.
Like detectives looking for clues?
Like detectives looking for clues.
Cool.
He promises if we look for him, we'll find him.
Wow. That's awesome.
I can't wait to find my next God print.
Sounds like the beginning of a beautiful friendship.
Here's looking at you, kid.
So Liz and the gang solved an important mystery that day. They also learned that every day God is involved in their lives, answering prayers, taking care of needs, and watching out for them. How about you? Are you good at finding God prints throughout your day? Take some time to look for him and seek him out. And when you hear yourself using words like luck and coincidence, instead, start giving God the credit for the wonderful and amazing ways he's working.
Hey, you know what?
Shh, listen.
That's all the time we've got for today's Listen Friends.
Do you hear that?
Don't miss any of our shows.
It's fun!
And remember, we need to hear from you.
Oh, that makes me feel better.
Contact us at our website, kidscorner.net. That's kidscorner.net.
I can't believe it.
Remember, you can get all the KC stuff there.
How to get what?
Download stories, work through the Bible study, and get closer to God.
That was just what I needed.
And become one of God's children.
Do you hear that?
The KC website is for you.
Come on, don't you want to know what's going on?
Kidscorner.net. Everyone's waiting to hear from you.
I've been looking all over for you.
So do it now.
That was good.
And follow Kids Corner throughout the week at facebook.com/kidscornerradio. Hey, thanks for listening, and don't miss our next show. See ya.
I'll see you later, Liz.
See you later.
Today's show was written by Doug and Melissa Timberlake. Liz and Friends is a production of Reframe Ministries.